Welcome back to the Barca Breakdown. Thank you guys for tuning in. Please hit that subscribe button, like the video, comment. I'm here with my boy Yus.
What's up, guys? Let's get into it, Adam.
And we have some bad news, okay? We did that little bit of a dramatic intro that they did on Chiringuito, right? And here's the thing, okay? Don't let any other teams in Europe know this, but Yus.
I'm listening.
Lionel Messi is not on a contract right now. What the hell is going on, Yus? I'm panicking over here. I'm freaking out. Laporta's telling me to stay calm. I don't necessarily trust Laporta and everything he says. What's your take here?
Listen, I got $600 million if Lionel Messi wants to come join my team. I'm starting up a team in Southern California. I don't know about you, Adam, but let's get him in it. He's a free agent.
No, listen, you're joking, but this is serious, Yus. Okay, here's the thing. My least favorite team, and I think everyone watching, our least favorite team in Europe besides Real Madrid, PSG, is about to take on board that dirty snake Sergio Ramos, right? Making them even more unlikable when I didn't think it was possible, but let's move past that. Okay, these guys have a lot of money, okay? And they're going to come for Messi.
No.
And everyone's telling me to be calm. The reports are saying that, hey, it's just the final details that need to be figured out. There's some issues with, you know, taxation that need to be done. There's some fair play issues with La Liga. But I think he's going to stay, right, Yus? I mean, come on. Messi's going to stay. The greatest player of all time is going to keep being the greatest player of all time. I'm wearing the Argentina jersey. I'm ready to cheer on Messi in Argentina coming up Saturday in the Copa America quarterfinals. But here's the thing is he hasn't signed, right? Like, as much as everyone wants to tell us, hey, let's be calm, let's just chill out, Adam, don't need to freak out, stop screaming at work, right? As much as people keep saying these things to me, I mean, he hasn't signed.
Yeah, but at this point, if you believe what Laporta is saying, at this point.
I don't.
Okay, but at this point, pretty much everything's hashed out. The real issues at hand are, like you're saying, some of those taxation issues. Some of them are image issues that they have to probably pay for since Messi's such a huge name, right? If you think about anybody in the world, you could probably say Messi, and they know what you're talking about or who you're talking about. But then lastly, you know, they're still trying to figure out their financial troubles. There's the, as you mentioned, there's the La Liga fair play rules. And, you know, at the end of the day,
and those are pretty bad, right? Yeah. Like, from what I understand, Tebas, the president of La Liga, has been making claims in the press saying that, hey, if Barca don't control their wages and that, you know, a lot of that comes down to Messi, then there's going to be issues with them continuing on. It looks like, you know, we somehow squirm through and UEFA is not going to sanction Barca for the Champions League. So it would be great to avoid any sort of La Liga issues. And so that's what everyone's telling me.
Okay, but wait.
And so I think, you know, all of us.
Before we move forward, give me your top three reasons why Messi will stay at Barcelona, because I don't think there's any other way that he could possibly go anywhere else, but just so that we have them on the books.
Well, okay, his family have, you know, all of his three boys have all grown up in Barcelona. He's been there since that he was a kid. He's very comfortable there, right? That can't be ignored. I think as well, he loves the club, right? Besides the city, you know, the first point was more about the city and the environment. I mean, he just loves the club, right? No one loves the club as much as Lionel Messi. And, you know, a lot of his being upset, right? If we remember the elections, we kicked out that dirty rap Bartomeu. We got in Laporta, right? It was the first ever election where Messi went up and he voted, which must, you know, speak something about why he would finally vote for the first time in the board elections. And then as well, Laporta, in that dramatic, you know, first press conference, looks longingly into Messi's eyes and says, I love you, Messi. We all love you, right? And so I think, you know, part of it is he loves the club and the situation has turned around. And then third, the team's young. It's getting better, right? I mean, like, a few different games go other ways. Atletico and Real Madrid at the end of last season, they go a different way, and we win La Liga. We win the Copa del Rey, and we have a pretty good season. But, you know, that kind of transitions me from the reason he's going to stay to the reason he might not. Is, like, I don't know how close we are to really winning the Champions League. You know, Frankie de Jong, Pedri have shown up so big in the Euros. You know, Griezmann, even though France went out, he was really good. Depay scored quite a few goals. Aguero, right, is, you know, connected well with Messi in that last Argentina game with that pass so that Messi could get that chip goal for his second goal. And so we have some new blood coming in, but at the same time, I do worry. Like, if Man City or PSG come and tell him, hey, you have a chance to win another Champions League here, you have a chance to tie up Mr. Ronaldo on the only thing Ronaldo can say he has more than Messi, I think that is enticing, right? I mean, what do you, how do you break it down?
Well, I mean, for his reasons of staying, I totally think you're hitting the nail on the head there. Messi is, for the his whole life, has been a Barca person, and he's he loves the club. He wants to do great things at the club, and I think he likes being in a positive influence on some of these young players that he also had when he was growing up in La Masia. You know, he and then he came to Barca. He had all those positive influences of all his heroes at that time, and I think he wants to do the same thing for the youngsters at Barcelona. We've already seen Aleix, we've already seen Frankie de Jong, all those players, the young Petri. Players really enjoy, and I think he wants to continue doing that for the team. And I think he's getting older. He wants to finish off where he is with his family. Who knows if he comes to Miami, but aside from that, but the negatives, right? The thing is, though, and I totally get your points, but the thing is, I don't think he's enticed by money as much as we think. Like, it's pretty crazy that he could have gone to Manchester City possibly and made a ton more money, right? They have oil money at Manchester City. They can pay, and they don't have the same fair play rules as La Liga does. So they could probably spend an incredible amount of money on him. But at the same time, he rejects mm-hmm. those. I don't think he wants to do that. I don't think there's a price tag on him moving away from something he loves. Because, one, he is the greatest player. Two, there's no way that money is an issue.
Well, he has a lot of money.
That's not the problem.
Right? Like, yeah, he's just getting paid out the wazoo. He's getting that Adidas money. He's getting, you know, random advertisements
Dude,
he does.
The
I guess,
Coca-Cola.
You know, the only thing I haven't really figured out is whether or not I don't really know what Messi thinks about Koeman. Mm. I mean, Koeman is in his own right one of the most important players in Barca history for the goal in 92, as well as being a part of those 90s teams, right? And obviously coming back as coach. And so I never got the opinion that Messi was really that positive of Koeman last season, although with how well January, February, and March of 2021 went, you know, it would be hard to have been against him. And then I think at the end of the season, as Messi had said when we played Liverpool and Bayern and Roma, you know, Messi never was the guy to make Valverde or Setien the scapegoat. He oftentimes said, like, hey, the players are the ones who messed up. So, you know, I think it's possible Messi likes Koeman, and there was a large part of that season last year where we were like, Koeman stays, Koeman's in, until, you know, it all kind of, you know, the stuff hit the fan at the end of the season. So I'm hopeful. You know, I'm dramatic, and I'm worried that there's a possibility PSG or Man City come, right? We got to think about Pep at Man City whispering into Messi's ear. But all signs are pointing to Lionel Messi staying. So everyone, take a breath. Please let us know in the comments what you guys think, if you think Messi's going to stay or not. Like that video, subscribe. That's all I got for you guys. You have any final thoughts?
I just wanted to quickly touch on the La Liga fair play and how, you know, it's funny that they emphasize, and there's a couple quotes, but a club that is in a healthy financial state is more attractive to investors and increases employment opportunities while attracting more and more top quality players. This has a huge impact on our ability to promote La Liga to international broadcasters, which only adds to the club's growth potential. It's just kind of funny. That quote kind of talks about the financial stability, the healthy state of a team.
But that doesn't refer to Barca, does it?
Well, it's La Liga in general.
Yeah, but that's a bunch of bureaucratic BS,
but
you know? Like,
that's
everyone
what I'm
knows
trying to
La
say.
Liga and wouldn't survive without Barca or Madrid. Same reason why the Super League can't really do anything. Like, Laporta keeps coming in the press saying, hey, we're, you know, the English clubs are going to regret not joining the Super League. It's because he knows that whatever league Barca is in, and Real Madrid,
where the money is,
they're due too, of course. Like, no league can afford to not have those two teams in, because you have, you know, two random dudes in Southern California making a YouTube and podcast about them. So, you know, I think you're right in pointing out that La Liga is acting serious. I just think that it's just a bunch of BS, you know. The way these big, slimy, corrupt organizations work is, like, they never really sanction Barca or Real Madrid. It's always, like, the lower-level teams that are the ones who are in most fear of being, you know, punished
for
these type
of issues.
Think of how
much less – I mean, sure, it'd still be a ton of people, but think of how much less would come if Messi wasn't in La Liga anymore. And Ronaldo, I mean, you know, that took its own – turn. I knew so many people that were Ronaldo fans, not Real Madrid fans, and vice versa.
Yeah.
But Messi's his own thing. He's his own beast. He is the GOAT, and he's gonna draw money wherever he goes. And if he stays in La Liga, like, this is just,
It'll make the league. Yeah, yeah. You're exactly right. It'll make the league like tens of hundreds of millions of dollars more.
Sure.
So, of course, you know, if Messi comes and his wages are a little bit more than they want, they're not going to do bull crap to us.
All right. Well, I mean, that's it for me, guys. Adam, as you said, please subscribe, like, share this video with your friends.
Comment. Uncomment, unlike, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-like, re-comment. Thank you guys so much. Have a nice week.
Bye-bye.
Peace.